Junior Sisk has released, by the time you hear this, a brand new album, Load the Wagon. It's going to be released on Valentine's Day, which is a nice sentiment for Junior. Junior always likes to dig into the old traditional bluegrass songs. As he says, he likes to play the B-sides of the 45s, and a lot of you won't understand what that is, but there was a day when you could buy a song on a 45 RPM. The A-side was usually the song that the artist wanted to promote. The B-side, you have to have a second side. You can't have a one-side 45. So he goes and finds those great songs that were great songs then, but maybe forgotten because they aren't the A-sides. His album has a lot of those. Junior's going to talk about that, talk about his new band and the new album at length, which is on Mountain Fever Records. Thanks so much for tuning in to Unreal Bluegrass. Don't forget, second hour, Junior Sisk. There, you just heard the title cut, Load the Wagon, from Junior Sisk, brand new album entitled Load the Wagon on Mountain Fever Records, and I'm always happy to welcome Junior Sisk to the show. How are you doing, Junior?
Doing great. Great to hear from you.
It's always good to hear from you. I will tell you this, I may have told you this off of the air before, but your music and your recordings just hit right in that bluegrass soul, I think, that we all still have. It just hammers right in there. And it just always makes me smile to listen to new music from Junior Sisk.
Well, bless your heart. I appreciate that. That's my goal, was keep it in the middle of the road, straight ahead bluegrass. That's what I was raised on, and that's what I want to keep on doing, is paying tribute to traditional bluegrass music and trying to keep traditional bluegrass music alive. Bring it back old. I call side B numbers, you know, Flatt & Scruggs and Stanley Brothers and all those guys. They had big hits, but they also had hidden treasures in every album. And
that's
what I'm trying to bring back, some of those hidden treasures, plus add a few originals to go along with it. So
you
seems to be working pretty good.
It sounds great, man. I just sit and smile listening to this album. I really enjoy it. And we off the air, I told you this a couple albums ago. I called you out of nowhere, and I think you were just finished hunting because I'd gotten one of your albums, and I had that same reaction then. I just wanted to tell you, man, this is great, just in case you need any feedback on it. But the new one, Load the Wagon, is just full of exactly what you want to achieve. And in that context also, tell the listeners, if they aren't familiar with Junior Sisk, a little bit about your past, and we'll get into this album, how you got to where you are.
Well, back in the past, started out in the family band with me and Dad and my cousins and all. With the White Rice and Santa Cruz, which was a little different for me to start off with, because I was really in the traditional vein, but strayed away a little bit, and then I was lost and found for a little while, and back to the Rambler's Choice, and then I went away with Blue Ridge for, we had about 5 years, and recorded 3 projects, and then decided to come back with Junior Sisk and Rambler's Choice around 2008. Ever since then, I've been doing traditional music, the Junior Sisk style is what I call it, and I hope everybody enjoys what I do. And in the remainder of my career, that's my goal right there, is just to pay homage to a traditional artist and try to keep this music alive.
You know, I was wondering about this, Junior, a little bit. The new album, Load the Wagon, is full of really traditional, and you may say side B's, not all of them are, but I get what you're saying there. And there's a lot of heartbreak, but there's also up-tempo. And here's what I think about your music, and I smile because I like it, but I also think that you have just enough of a sense of humor. You don't take things. There's a beautiful gospel tune on here, and I wouldn't expect anyone to smile about I'm going there. But except that it makes them feel good. But I think you kind of have a sense of humor. Do I see that correctly on stage? That you have such a good time, but you're also kind of, there's a little bit of not knee slapping humor, but I think you have bring a sense of humor to the music.
Well, I've always been this way, and I love to look out into the audience. And if I'm singing a sad, pitiful number, I like to see them cry. And if I'm singing a up tempo, happy tune, I'd like to see them laugh and carry on with it. We just like being part of the crowd. And, bands feed off the crowd. And that's from day one, that's what I've always tried to do, is just keep the crowd happy and, emotional if need be, but you got to have some laughter. It's the best medicine. So I have thrown some of those in there before, and this Load the Wagon, you know, is one of those. And I think that, you know, it's with the old style banjo, the mountain ball hammer on there, and it changes up things. And now that we have Heather with the Stuber, she's a great singer, but she also plays the auto harp, and she can play the Mother Maybell style guitar now, so we can dig back and do the old Carter family stuff, and it's real versatile right now. We don't do a lot of bluegrass, as I call it, but we're keeping it straight ahead bluegrass, and that's what I like.
When you mentioned, and it is Load the Wagon, you and I talked off of the air why what I hear when the phrase is being said versus what you're singing about, but it is a lighthearted tune about let's just get it done, load the wagon, and, you know, we'll worry about the mule later. That's the clean way to say it. When you mention Mother Maybell Carter playing, is that what I'm hearing then on I'm Going There? Let's talk about that just a little bit, then I want to get back to the beginning of the album.
Yeah, on the gospel tune, that's Tony, the banjo player, Tony May, Heather's husband, that's with us now. He's doing the three-finger guitar picking on that, like pretty much like the Earl Scruggs style is what we had in mind.
Right.
And he's just a phenomenal banjo player. We can play about any instrument. He's just a great guy and a great singer to go along with it. He just added to it, to the trio. We actually have a quartet now. Everybody in the band sings, which is a plus. I've never had that before. All six of us can sing. And if somebody's sick or not feeling that well, 1 week, we got somebody to cover them.
Switch your parts.
Like they did me here a few weeks ago when I was sick.
Oh, really?
The show went on. I got through the first set. Second set, I lost my voice. They stepped up and, I mean, carried the show right on. So, you know, it's kind of hard to call this band just Junior Sisk. It's really Junior Sisk Band because I wouldn't be able to do it without them.
I want to talk about every member of the band. I know you mentioned a couple. I want to go back through that again. But on the tune I'm Going There, that's about as traditional of a gospel, like you said, Earl Scruggs. You know, a lot of people may not know that he was such a great three-finger guitar player. But that lead into it and the singing on that, that's about as traditional a gospel song as I think as you're going to find being recorded today.
Well, we thought that's all that song needed. I mean, the words stand for themselves, and just adding a guitar to it just made it that Scruggs-style guitar playing, and Reno did that style too.
Yeah, you're right. So, you're right. Thanks.
So we're just trying to keep it in that vein, and that's all that song needed. That's an original tune too. We only have three originals, I think, on this project. Like I said, most of them we've dug back and songs that haven't been played to death and people hadn't heard for a long, long time. So I think it's working out really well.
Junior, let's then, before I forget, I'm talking to Junior Sisk if you're just tuning in. I want to talk about the players on this album. And you've talked about a few, but let's go back through them again so we don't miss anybody.
All right. Well, my right-hand man is still with me. He's been with me now for nearly 7 years. Jonathan Dillon on the mandolin and vocals from over here in Works, Virginia. He's with me. He drives the bus, works on the bus, plays the mandolin, can play anything exceptionally. And the new additions are Tony and Heather Mabe from over around Walnut Cove, North Carolina. They're a great team together, great duet. They've been doing a lot of churches for a long time, and they got a new album coming out here before too long, too. But, you know, they do old Carter family stuff up to Reno and Smiley and Jim and Jesse style music, and they just fit me to a T. I got her to guest on my last project. We sang a song together, a duet, and, you know, when the band broke up, they were the first ones I hollered at. And we have Doug Bartlett on the fiddle. He was living in Syracuse, New York, right around that area. And he's moved down here to Virginia now to play the fiddle with me full time. He's a great tenor singer and any part singer we need him. And Gary Creed from over here in Fincastle, Virginia, was actually the first Bluegrass Festival. He's right around that area. He's playing the upright bass with us now, and all of them sing, and all them do a great job, and we're getting along really well. Everybody travels well. That was my biggest compliment from any band that I've ever played with before. Alan Mills, somebody asked him one time when I played with Lost Fan, said, how's Junior working out? Alan Mills said, he rides well. That's hey, a good compliment. You got to be part of a family.
You know
you're together so much.
It's
you got to get along and you got to ride well.
It's funny that you mentioned that, because that is a big deal if you're on the road with a band. And if you all don't like each other, it makes it more difficult. You show up and play and perform, but that is a big deal. That is a bit on the road.
It's,
on the road, you guys travel.
What's that?
I say on the road, you guys travel. Go ahead. You said it's 75.
It's probably 75-80% is how you get along and how you act on the road, and you know that's you are a family. You know, we spend a lot of time together on the road, and you have to get along and have to enjoy life. We enjoy the festivals, and then we enjoy the travel up and down the road and working on the songs, and then. A lot of us, you know, have fun things going, like me and a couple of them love to talk about hunting and fishing and all that stuff. So we all like to eat, you know. So everything's working out good.
The new album, Junior, is there's a lot of heartache on it. There is I count at least one murder song. Maybe I didn't read enough into the lyrics, but there are songs when the woman leaves, and there's a song when the man leaves and regrets it. So you cover all of those, and I guess I'm thinking specifically about I'm Lonesome and Blue, which is sung from at least a singer's point of view. I assume it being a man, you know, you had a woman kind of lure you away, and now you miss what you had. And you also have the songs
exactly.
Where you know you have which is a great turn. I kept listening, I thinking, is that what I'm thinking? I'm hearing it that way, and it was the best female actress. Best Female Actress of the Year.
That's an old Flat and Scruggs tune that ain't been done for a long, long time.
You're right. So, you're right.
I've been doing it live for a few years, and just now getting around to recording it.
It's great that you mine all those songs, because a casual listener would almost recognize, if you want to put it this way, the A sides. And people were saying, "What's an A side and a B side?" Well, there used to be records, folks, if you're listening. But you do
right.
A good job of you do a good job of finding those tunes and bringing them back alive again. And Best Female Actress of the Year is that's when the woman's left and she's being caught and she comes up with a lot of maneuvers, I guess. But I like that song, tickles me a little bit, and I can see you smiling singing that one.
Yeah, I've always loved it. I learned the Charlie Moore version, and of course Red Smiley done it. I think he done it country before Charlie Moore done it in bluegrass pretty much. But I learned the Charlie Moore version. Charlie's always been a big hero of mine, and I've been singing this one for a long, long time, just never had recorded it, and I thought it would fit this project well, and I think it has.
The tune Poor Sister Cry, that's the one where, and I, you know what, I thought, I listened to the song, and I thought, well, I guess it depends on when you would, I don't know, Junior, that a man in certain circumstances, if his sister, it's about a song about his sister being abused or hurt, I don't know that a man, depending on when they caught it and how quickly they caught it and whether it was right there, wouldn't have done the same thing. I don't advocate killing anyone, but I also understand the way the song is, that you know it's always mournful, always regretful about having done it. But if you're talking about a family member that's being abused, and let's say right in front of you, you're going to take some action. You have to.
Absolutely, and he was the only one left to do it, so he had to do it.
That's right. That's right. It's great. It's a great song. You really. There's such a great span of emotions, and you always, like I said, I do sense the smile in some of these songs, but there are sad songs. There's a nice waltz thing. There's some just Load the Wagon is kind of an up-tempo thing, I think, is the reason I started out with that. I want you to think about. If we could cut to one song, I want you to do an intro to a song from Load the Wagon, Jr., and we'll drop that in. Just pick any one that you want and tell me why you put it on the album. We'll play that, and then you and I'll come right back and talk some more. So what do you want to go with?
I'd like to go with another original. It's my buddy J.R. Satterwhite wrote this number, and it's another kind of humorous song, I think, and it's a lot of people nowadays are sad that are hooked on different kind of drugs and all. This one's called Hooked on Bluegrass, so it ain't that bad. It's it ain't against the law, and it don't cost that much.
It doesn't cost that much.
It costs a little bit.
That I have is the most up-tempo tune on the tune. One of the lyrics is, you know, if you get tired of just being on bluegrass, sometimes you'll go to bluegrass gospel.
Yeah, that's right.
That line in there cracks me up.
You're thinking it's a sin. Yeah.
Well, let's then listen. Let's give the audience a chance to listen to Hooked on Bluegrass. We're talking to Junior Sisk about his brand new album, Load the Wagon. We'll hear that song, Junior. We'll come right back and talk some more.
Sounds good.
There, you just heard. I do like that song, Hooked on Bluegrass. Thanks for picking that one. You just heard Hooked on Bluegrass, picked out by Junior Sisk, my guest today on Unreal Bluegrass. And there's 11 songs, 11 cuts on the album, as I count them. You did mention a female, and I did want to mention that there is a female lead on Lover's Farewell.
Yeah, that's Heather. She brought that to the band when she first joined, and it's actually an old A.P. Carter song. And like I said, they've done a lot of the Carter family stuff, and she brought this tune to me when she first joined the band, and I said, wow, that's like a great up-tempo. You know, she done it a little slower and, you know, like the Carter family style, but we kind of Junior Sisk up and made it work for us, and I just love her singing, and she just does a great job. Her and Tony together are awesome. This is a trio right here, the Lover's Farewell. It's a great tune. I had really never heard it before until she brought it to my attention, and I said, well, that's what I'm looking for, is songs that I haven't heard. If I haven't heard it, a lot of other folks haven't either,
right.
So it may be like a new song to a lot of folks.
And it's really beautifully done. Let me ask you this. You've been a band leader for a long time. You've been in a lot of bands. You've traveled well with a lot of bands, and you've been a band leader for a long time. When you now have a regular member of the band that provides you that female vocal, that female lead, how does it affect the material that you choose?
Well, we have to watch that. Now we have to jump up, get somebody to do the tenor part and let her do the high tenor on the lot, because her voice is so high, she can't just jump in there and do any old standard that I, in my range, because I don't sing that high. So we have to get a middle part in there in order for her to do the high baritone on a lot of the stuff. So it was big changes, but like I said, everybody sings in the band. If one don't think they can cut it, we move to the next one and see if they can. And if it don't work out, we kick it out and move on to the next one. But so far, everything's been working out great.
Her voice, you use, as a band leader, you use her voice really well, and her voice really comes through. And I think you mentioned just a minute ago that she kind of brought Lover's Farewell to you in a little bit different style than you had heard it. So you have another influence into the material that the band uses and how the band sounds. Anytime you have personnel changes, but I think this might be the first time you had a regular woman in the band. Am I right on that?
That's correct. I thought about it there for a little while, and, you know, been looking for a good tenor singer for a while. And, you know, she has a soft tenor voice.
Yeah,
so
beautiful.
That's why me and her work good on some duets and stuff that I sing in a higher register where she can get good tenor. But, you know, like I was saying a while ago, that some of the lower songs that she just, it doesn't sound right with her singing tenor, so we have to throw a middleman in there to get her to sound right. But she's cutting her gig and cutting it really well. And a lot of our live shows, we get her to play the auto harp. She does just her and the auto harp will do some gospel numbers and stuff. And it, you know, gives us a little break on stage. And plus it gives her a chance to shine, because I think really she is one of the best female vocalists out there today.
Sounds really pretty, Junior, on the album. Talking to Junior Sisk, and we're kind of going through the band members of the new band on this album, Load the Wagon. We've gone through some of the songs, and Junior, I'll say again, Junior Sisk, every time I hear you it makes me smile, and I know instantly that you're right in the heart of that bluegrass sound, which is what you're trying to do, so you're achieving that. But Junior Sisk is right in the smack dab of what you would want to put as a big circle of bluegrass, and man, you just do it so well. Your history and the music that you've loved, we've talked about in the past, you're really doing a great, great tribute and bringing it forward, but in that style.
appreciate that so much.
There's another song on here. I want you to pick one out as we're leaving, but He Died Around Her at 21. That song has some interesting, the guy's dead at 21. There's a part in there where I know people, well, I'll tell you this, one of my dad's best friends in the world, and within the song you're singing, the singer gets knocked down, and then the rounder who dies at 21, they become friends. He says, "Hey, I want you to be my friend." I'll tell you this, true story, one of my dad's best friends, I didn't know this forever and ever and ever. He used to come to the house, and they'd goof around, talk about stuff, and maybe stay up too late. He met him in a fight, broke my dad's nose, and that's when I thought of this. As soon as I heard the song, broke my dad's nose, and my dad was trying to break up a fight at a gas station, is the story. I had no idea this had gone on. And at some point, puts a gun to the back of my dad's head to stop it all. And so when you listen to this song, you're thinking, guy almost knocks him cold out, gets him up, and then they become friends, and the song goes on and sadly ends because this fellow doesn't change his ways that much and dies around her at 21. But that part of that song just kind of made me think back to that. When I finally realized, why is this guy coming to my house? How did my dad meet this guy? It was a gas station fight with a broken nose and a gun, and there you go.
Oh, my goodness. I've been doing this song it was actually on the first recording I was ever on with the White Rice in Santa Cruz. I recorded this, and I did it back then a little lower. I moved it up an octave and been singing it that way for many, many years, and it's the most requested song that I've ever done down through my career. And I've had a hard time getting the CDs. It's just about out of print anymore, so I thought it'd be a good idea. Everybody's been coming up and asking me, where can I find it, the song? And I just haven't had it for the past few years. So I decided to go ahead and recut it again and put it on the latest CD, and that way sell more CDs now when they come up and ask for it. I got it.
Yeah. Hey, listen, the last time, Junior, you and I actually got on the air, there was a time when you were ill and we missed the opportunity. But the time before that, you had just had surgery. I mean, within a week of when we talked, the last time you were on the show, and I just want to follow up and make sure that you're all good now.
I'm okay. That surgery went well, as far as I know. Still gives me problems. Still, after the show, I have to pretty much go, I go to the record table and shake an Audi with all the books and all that.
You got
to
do that.
Now that I have a bus, I have to go actually lay down for a little while, still rest my neck, where I had neck surgery. And I still need back surgery now, but I've been putting that off because we've been pretty busy on the road, and then when I'm off the road, deer hunting, so I ain't had time to get it fixed, so I'm just going to keep... keep on keeping on till I can't.
Well, I guess it's just about festival season coming up. Isn't it about ready to kick in?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it is. We're getting ready to get busy. I hope we can get plenty of work to keep the band together. Everybody seems to be happy. If we can just get enough work to keep everybody happy in the band, I think we'll make a good go at it this time. And hopefully I can keep all this bunch together. It's like Dad always said, seems like wintertime when it gets slow that somebody blows a whistle and everybody changes.
Yeah, that happens a lot. When does this album comes out? If this program
comes out Valentine's Day.
That's right. It'll
14.
Be out. Yeah, it'll be out Valentine. And let's talk about, you have a website where people can find it on Mountain Fever, but I'm sure Junior Sisk has a website where people can access and buy CDs. We've talked about a few of your other ones that you did this new album in order to cover some of those, but there has to be a website that'll let people know where you're going to be and what merchandise they might want to purchase from Junior Sisk.
Absolutely. It's juniorsisk.com. They can go to there and they can see all of my shows, and they can read some bios about us, and they can actually contact me through there. And of course, mountainfever.com. They can get the CD through there, or if they need the publicity or booking, then look at Wilson Pickens, Melanie Wilson.
Yeah.
She's now doing my publicity and my booking for me.
I like Melanie. She's not only a good publicist, I just like her as a person.
I do, too.
Great gal. You don't have to like all your publicists and all your people, but I'll tell you this, I do like her. She's just real accommodating to people like me who want to find out everything they can about Junior and spread the word. Listen, I mentioned your surgery, but what solved the problem? And I know you're still recovering, but you were having a pretty bad problem. But so you're recovering from that, but it's better than it was before the surgery, right?
Oh yeah, it's
okay,
much
good.
Better.
I thought.
Yeah, I lost some muscle and all in my right arm, so my rhythm guitar is not what it used to be. Heather, a lot of people, if they'll watch her on stage or whatever, she has an awesome right arm. So
okay.
she covers me well. So now that we have two guitars, we got the rhythm covered, especially with her. She's just a great rhythm player. And I just throw some Dudley Connell runs in there now, Jimmy Martin runs. So.
That's all you need.
She made it a whole lot easier on me.
You just need a marker to come back. You just need to get that run in there.
That's it,
where the next marker is. Listen, Junior,
I've
always enjoyed your show. I always enjoyed talking to Junior Sisk. And I want you to give us one more song. We're going to get out of here, let you get back to your life. And I want you to pick one more song from the new album coming February 14th, Load the Wagon on Mountain Fever. I'll say goodbye to you, and I want you to intro one more song from that. You pick whatever.
All right. Well, I just wanted to say before we leave here, too, that I appreciate everything you do for bluegrass music.
Well, thanks,
man. Really, without you folks, you know, a lot of our fans would never know Junior Sisk.
So I appreciate it.
You have a big part in this business, and I appreciate everything you do.
Thank you, sir. Now.
And here, the last song we'll do here, let's do the late, great Bill Yates, who played with Country Gentlemen. We got to be really good friends there for the last few years of his life, and I remember every time I'd see him at a festival or something, we'd get together and sing Living on the Hallelujah Side, or this next tune right here. It's called Get in Line, Buddy. And it's a tune about somebody trying to make it in Nashville.
Yeah.
Every time I go to Nashville, if you walk down the streets, there's still somebody playing a guitar trying to be heard.
Still trying to make it.
Every bar and every place there, they're trying to be heard. And the way I look at it is I'm in that line. The Stanley Brothers, the Flatten Scruggs, and Reno Smiley, and all
are
that.
Are you ever? Are you
I'm
ever?
I'm still way down the line, but I'm still in the line.
You're still in the line.
I'm waiting on my time.
Listen, I'll mention one thing about Bill Yates, and that, thanks, Junior, is let's see if I can put it this way. From the people that I know, the old-timers that I know, you want Bill Yates on your side. You wanted Bill Yates. You know what I'm saying? I wouldn't have to get him, but you wanted Bill Yates on your side. If the bar noise got a little loud, you wanted to have. Not that he was a great singer and bass player, but I've heard that more than once, and I don't know the man, but I know that story. So I'm glad you're doing one of his songs. We'll get to that. We'll play Get in Line, Buddy, as I say goodbye to Junior Sisk, and a great new album, Load the Wagon, on Mountain Fever Records. And Junior, I just can't tell you how happy I am to get this new album. I'll let you go and catch you down the road somewhere.
I appreciate it. Look forward to seeing you here real soon, and look forward to seeing all the fans out here for a great 2020 and many years to come after that.
Absolutely. All right, Junior. I'll see you later.
All right. Take care, buddy.
Yeah, bye.